Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim, Klal Mem, and we're starting Simen Yud Aleph. In who bezerach vein mayim mitzuyim loy lefon of berachach gersim midalam milin ula agar of mil. Person's traveling, and he doesn't have water with him, and to get water he would have to travel backwards more than a mil, or forwards more than 4 mil. So Chazal, in that situation, we're not mechayev him to travel back in the direction where he already had traveled, more than a mil, nor to travel forward. He wants to eat now when he's hungry. He doesn't want to wait. So we say, you know what, you're mechayev to travel forward, dalad mil, because you're going in that direction anyway. But if you have to travel more than dalad mil to get water, he's allowed to not. He knows that the only water which is ahead is past more than 4 mil worth of travel, so he's going to. He's allowed to eat now without nesil sidayim, and since he's not able to wash his hands, Chazal allowed him to use the etza of wrapping his hands in some type of a towel. The modern equivalent to each person would use a glove if he had a glove available. Okay, now, the distance of Dalad Mil, we're talking about a person's walking by, traveling by foot, and then the distance of Dalad Mil, it takes, an average person can walk 40 mil in a day. A mil is 2,000 amas. A person can walk 40 mil in a day. And the Gemara gives us different ways to calculate how you calculate that day. Is talking about you travel a little before sunrise, a little before sunset, a little bit after sunset. So we have different ways of calculating, and those calculations give us three different ways to measure up how long it takes to walk a mil. Either takes 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, or 24 minutes, based on the different opinions in the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam both accept the opinion of 18 minutes, and that's 4 mil would be 72 minutes, and that's the calculation of 72 minutes for various different halachas, is based on this idea that it takes 18 minutes to walk a mil. Now, if a person is traveling not by foot, he's traveling in a car, or he's traveling in a wagon in those days, most assume that this halacha would apply to a time issue, not a distance issue. Because I could travel that amount of distance, 4 mil, in a car in a minute or two. If you figure that 2,000 amas is 1 mil, so 8,000 amas is 4 mil, if you calculate a mil somewhere between 1.5 to 2, an amma is 1.5 to 2 feet, so it's somewhere between 12,000 and 16,000 feet. So it's somewhere between the distance of 3 miles, somewhere between 2 and 3 miles, so that's not a very long time to travel in a car. By foot, that's going to be a long trip. So assuming a person's traveling by car and he doesn't have any water with him and there's no water available for him to wash, he knows that up ahead, if he keeps going for another hour and driving, he will have water available. He's mechuyev to wait till then before he eats. Let's imahu mesupik yimtzeh b'dalad milin. He's not sure if he's going to find water in the up ahead. He's not familiar with what type of terrain is up ahead, etc. Roy of Harbor, and he's very hungry. Yachul gam ken lechol ayadei mapa. So if he knows for sure water is available, he has to wait. If he's not sure that water is available and he's very hungry, we're going to mekel and going to allow him to eat with the mapa approach. Person is traveling in a place where it's not safe, start looking off the road, etc., for water, etc. That's not necessarily a good etzah for him to start looking for. So we're makel to eat ayere mapa v'shemre ginos ha'pardesim k'yotzeboy k'lach of dami. So this person not traveling. His job is to be out in this field. He can't go far afield because he has to stay near where his job is. So Chazal gave it a status of Acharov, he does not either go more than the distance of 1 mil, which at most is the four-fifths of a mile. Which is the more question, the common question over here, person's at home, and his water is not working, doesn't have water to wash. So the Magen Ram says he's not sure that we deal with that. He's mechuyev to travel 1 mil or 4 mil. The Chayyim says the only reason why we calculate dalad mil is because he's going that direction anyway. True, Kilacharov is worse because he's actually going the opposite of where he has to go. And the bias, it's just a question of are we mechayev him to travel laterally, as it were, to go get the water and come back. The Chayyim assumes that that has the same din as Kilacharov. So a person at home is not mechayev to travel more than 1 mil's worth of distance, or for our purposes, time, to be able to find water to wash. Now, this has applications in other areas of halacha as well. We'll talk about the message a little more in the following shir. Kol Tov.